it's unfortunate, but this is kind of where we are today. You know, I also look at the Washington State High School football coach, you know, Coach Joe Kennedy, who just wanted to pray, you know, ask the Lord to bless the team, thank the Lord for a good game, you know. But what is happening today is that your Christian conviction is not welcomed in the public square. And I will say this, and not to sound menacing, but our country, if we are not careful, will see exactly what that looks like, and we're not going to like it. You know, it has been the integrity of the Christian in all facets of our community that's really kind of kept us sputtering along. I mean, you know, it's asking the Lord to bless this nation and asking the favor of the Lord on this country that has kept us sputtering along at different times and then quite prosperous at others. So, yeah, this is quite troubling. And again, Kelvin Cochran, the fire chief, we're talking about him writing a book that covered sexuality in a healthy biblical context, all of it. So he also spoke against fornication, sex outside of marriage. But it was that one element of the Bible clearly condemning homosexuality that made him a target and caused him to lose his job. So now what you have is you have activist city council members who are saying that your opinion doesn't represent our city, and so therefore we want you out. If this is not deeply troubling, if this is not disturbing to all Americans, I don't know what alarm we're waiting to hear sound.
We are quickly running out of time, but Miki, there's one more thing I wanted to talk to you about, and that was something that I was very excited about that you and the team at the American Family Association are doing. It's what's called the Corporate Religious Liberties Index, and tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is an opportunity for Christians to find out exactly where they stand in the public square when it comes to businesses and corporations. We're going to learn, based on how these companies answer seven simple questions, and each year this report will be generated by the American Family Association. I'm quite excited about it myself. And we'll find out whether or not Christians are able to live and work faithfully and not expect to be penalized by various corporations. You know, there are all sorts of activist organizations who have this sort of questionnaire that they, you know, force upon corporations. And so everyone's got to be real careful with verbiage and the way they conduct themselves in the workplace. Well, what we're going to find out through the Corporate Religious Liberty Index is whether or not those same accommodations apply to Christians. And it should be really interesting to watch this unfold, so we can look forward to that every year in September, having this report released, and everyone will get to see where various companies fall when it comes to religious liberty.